for educational purposes. Buffy Sainte Marie is Cree. She was born on the Puyallup Reserve in 1941 and has re-established connections with her Cree family in the Qu'Appelle Valley. Buffy overcame adversity. She became a teacher, a philosopher, an Oscar-winning songwriter, world traveler, and world-class entertainer. Buffy wrote the most significant protest song of the 20th century, Universal Soldier. The song is the quintessential anti-Vietnam War song. Written in 1964, it is, in my opinion, the best anti-war song ever written, and my favorite from the hippie days. Universal Soldier has no hook. It is simple and to the point. Buffy completed the song while entertaining at the Purple Onion in Toronto. The song was blacklisted and not played on radio stations until Donovan recorded it and made Universal Soldier a hit. The Vietnam War was not a war against a tyrannical leader like Hitler. It was a war over different political philosophies, at a horrendous cost. Free countries still need a modern military. I write about World War II veterans and the fallen, the men and women from Saskatchewan and Canada who fought the tyranny of the Nazis and the Axis powers and who died in the process. WW2 was a just war. Hitler had to be stopped. The price was huge. I am pro-military. Canada needs an army. It needs a modern air force and a modern navy. Canada needs a military to protect and to contribute to fights against tyrannical villains like Hitler and his Nazi henchmen. Tyrannical villains and their henchmen exist around the world today. History shows these types never go away. Each generation, somewhere, produces their own power-hungry version of Hitler. Nations need to guard against such aggressors. Buffy's point, people should not follow, elect or support tyrannical leaders. Universal Soldier, written by Buffy Sainte Marie. He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. Been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist, and a Baptist, and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill. And he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada. He's fighting for France. He's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians. And he's fighting for Japan. And he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy. He's fighting for the Reds. He says it's for peace for all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die. And he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned them at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war. And without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the Universal Soldier and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put the end to war. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.